Patriots tight end Ben Watson. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good, man.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. Had a day off. It was nice. Spent some time with the family. Eat good. Can't complain.
Do you eat too much?
Nah, not too much. Never eat too much. How about yourself?
I ate too much. I admit it. I did. I went to bed, and I once I get in bed, I had to roll out and move. It's too much.
You know, two of the last 5 years, I've spent time with my Italian friends who serve Italian food on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Which
well,
I've
Italians
never had
serve
before,
Italian food all the
but
time.
But I'm eating lasagna and meatballs and turkey. And
yeah.
So I kind of like that. I'm going to do more of it.
Well, we went over to some friends' house who are Dominican, and that was great. And the food was awesome. We had a combination of traditional, you know, turkey, and then along with a lot of Dominican food, so that was really nice, too.
That's very nice. Hey, Ben, we all know this is a big game Monday night, and no matter how you look at it, and but the fact that it's against an NFC team, you know, we've been debating this morning that actually if you were only going to lose one game the rest of the year, it would be this game or Carolina because they're NFC teams, meaning how much the AFC games mean. How big is this game to you guys Monday night, and why?
Well, it's a big game to us simply because it's on our schedule. I mean, you know, every game seems to be the biggest game of the year every week, as you know. Hadn't looked at it that way as far as it being the NFC team, but we're just looking at it as a game that we need to win, you know, just, you know, for the record so we can move on to 8-3.
You joined us when we were having a conversation about how great the Patriots have been after Thanksgiving and their Super Bowl seasons and how very good the Patriots have been after Thanksgiving in their non-Super Bowl seasons. And I talk about it in terms of a fan's level of confidence. If the Patriots can beat the Saints, then the confidence should skyrocket. Wow, what a great win after Thanksgiving against an undefeated team, etc. Do you feel like it would do the same thing for you guys, or do you just put every loss, every game behind you and move forward with the same level of confidence anyway?
I mean, we concentrate on putting every loss behind us and putting every win behind us, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the previous weeks pretty much have no bearing on this week, but we do know that winning, like you said, winning in late November, winning through December and through January, you know, that's kind of when teams – you know, make a run for it. I mean, that's kind of when teams separate themselves and kind of, you know, get in the right position for the playoff picture. So we do realize the importance, like you said, of winning after Thanksgiving.
We heard Tom Brady earlier this week on with Dennis and Callahan say that, you know, Bill Belichick preaches that the season really begins from Thanksgiving on. Are those actually his words? Does he say that out of his mouth?
Well, I mean, in so many words, yes. I mean, you know, you obviously have to play well in the beginning of the year. Preseason's important. You know, the first half of the season's important. But like I said, you know, before, what you do after Thanksgiving is very important. As far as the playoff picture goes, as far as you know, winning the division, as far as attaining all those goals, it's really important to win after Thanksgiving because that's when the good teams kind of take the extra step and get better, and that's when you see a lot of teams fall back. So as far as separating yourself, these games coming up are the most important games of the season.
Ben, when you get drafted and come into this team, they were coming off a Super Bowl. We threw the numbers out there that in the three Super Bowl seasons, the ones you won the Super Bowl, this team is 25-1 in the 26 games after Thanksgiving, including playoffs. It's pretty impressive. The only game that lost, you were actually on the team in the Monday night game to the Dolphins, or Sunday night, whatever it was, in 29-28 down in Miami. It's the only game you guys have lost. But when you came onto this team in 04, and they had already won two Super Bowls, and they were 17-0 in games after Thanksgiving, was it being preached then that this is money time, that this time of the year is when it really counts? Did you feel it? Did you know it? Was it already established?
Yeah, definitely. It's, I mean, I think it's, I don't just think it's something on this team. I mean, I would imagine that any team at this point that's in the position that we are, can be in the position that we're trying to be in, will probably be preaching the same thing. You know, because when you look at it, you know, across the league, across the years, I mean, you mentioned 04, 03, I mean, even before then, the teams that end up doing well in the end are the teams that can play well in this part of the year.
Yeah, but Ben, why do you guys do it, in your opinion? I mean, practicing, preaching it is one thing, but you guys do it better than any team this decade.
Yeah. I don't have an answer for that other than, you know, coming from the leadership, coming from Coach Belichick, he emphasizes it, and that kind of, you know, goes down to the coaches, goes down to the players, And then once you've seen in the past, you've seen the results of playing well in this time of the year. You know, I think we all, you know, just really understand the importance of it. And we do our best to go out there and make that happen.
I'm going to ask you to kind of think back to the 2004 season and whether or not you can remember a moment during the regular season that told you that, you know what, I think we have a championship team here again. If there was a come-from-behind victory or a special moment where you just mm-hmm. felt like you were blessed in some sort of way that this might yeah. happen. And I'm also curious, have you had that moment so far this year?
Good question.
Well, for me, it was kind of different in 2004 because, you know, I'm coming from college. I don't know what it means to win a Super Bowl. I don't know what it means to play in the National Football League, period.
You didn't know much back then, did you?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I had no idea what I was looking at. I knew nothing from nothing, basically. So as far as I knew, our team was, you know, good because we were winning every week. So that was great. But, you know, I really didn't know. You know, that this is the moment. You know, this year, like I said, we've had some good moments and we've had some not so good moments. But I think the resiliency of the team is what you look for in a team that makes it all the way. I mean, no matter how you cut it, there's going to be some times where it's going to be tough for a team, for any team. You know, there's going to be some times where you win, some times when you lose, but it's how you bounce back. So, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We're just concentrating on this week, but we do know that we do have a good football team. If we play as well as we can play.
You know, as Bobby's trying to pin you down on that defining moment this year, I want to ask you about the Colts game because I do think that, you know, in Bill Belichick's history here and in your history here, you guys have been better. The numbers tell us this. You guys have been better, whether it's a win or a loss, as the games get bigger, as the year goes on. You've been the best team in the NFL this decade at putting, whether it's a win or a loss, behind you and moving on from whatever happens from that. So when you look back at the Colts game, clearly you've already put it out of your mind, but did you guys almost come away, even though you lost the game, with some sense of confidence because of how physically you beat those guys up for most of that game? I mean, even though you lost it,
did
because fans have. Honestly, Ben, when we take phone calls, people are like, oh, we're not worried about Indy. They can beat them in the playoffs. No big deal.
Yeah. I think we did have a level of confidence just by the way we feel like we executed a game plan. You know, it wasn't enough to win the game, but we feel like we went in and we did some of the things that we wanted to do the way we wanted to do it. And, you know, obviously the ultimate goal is to win the game and do enough to win the game in the end, and that's something that we've got to do, you know, finish those games, finish those close games out. You know, when we have a team, you know, like that down, we really want to concentrate on finishing. But to your point, there's always a certain level of satisfaction. There are some good things that you can take from games, and the Indy game was no different. There were some good things that we definitely took from that game and some things that we felt like we did well. And then a few things that we felt like we need to do better, such as finish a game.
I think the casual fan looks at the Saints game and their pass defense and goes, okay, the Patriots can do a number on them because they're ranked 15th. They give up over 220 yards a game. But we talked with a guy from
Kerry Byrne
from
Cold Hard Football Facts. WEI.com.
And the way they rate it is that the Saints pass defense is number one or number two in the NFL based on quarterback efficiency and turnovers and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What do you see and what are your challenges as you guys try to attack from a passing standpoint on Monday night?
I think the biggest challenge, you know, they bring, you know, a lot of blitzes. You know, they play, you know, a lot of man coverage. They switch it up with some tempo, some zone coverage. So just identifying what the coverage is, identifying those fronts will tell you a lot about what they're going to do as far as pass defense goes. And, you know, once the ball gets in the air, it's really important to catch it, secure it, because they do a great job of rallying to the football. I think Sharper has about 7 interceptions. You know, you see a lot of balls getting tipped and batted up in the air. You see guys coming from behind, stripping the ball out. So their defense does a lot as far as turnovers go. And I think that's a huge emphasis for us this week is securing the ball and not giving them anything easy.
What do you talk about when you look at them on film and you see that, like the Colts, they got some corner problems? Jabari Greer is out. Tracy Porter is out. They picked up Mike McKenzie and Chris McAllister, two veteran corners in the NFL, yet now all of a sudden they're new or renewed in this system. I mean, that's got to be an opportunity, I guess, for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, you know, anytime you play a team, you want to you get the scouting report and you look at who's new and who might be injured, and you try to go there. You know, you try to expose whatever you can expose. That, I mean, that's what it's all about in the National Football League, is exposing another team's weakness. You know, but at the same time, you know, those guys have played a lot of football, and it's not like they're just going to let us have whatever we want to have. So we're going to have to earn everything against them, like we have to do against everybody.
Bobby, I've been on DNC just by chance three or four of the Fridays that Ben's been on, and I always ask this question. I'm going to ask it again and try and see what we get. I know what we're going to get, but I'm going to ask anyway.
What, is this a report?
No, not injury reports. I won't hit that one up with you. I want to ask you about, you know, is this game set up for the tight ends? I'm getting at your game plan. I want to know if you know what I'm saying.
You going to catch a lot of balls?
Hey, I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell you every week.
What are you going to tell me?
I don't know.
You know, you just don't want to tell us.
We'll no,
come on,
yeah,
you
I'm
got
serious.
The game plan, Ben.
Ben, don't know.
Let's be.
Don't know what it's going to be like,
Ben. Let's be. Well, of course, you don't. None of us know, but we know this. You got your game plan. You've sat in there and you've already looked and said, "Oh yeah, this that's going to work."
It's going.
Yeah,
be
that's that little arrow I'm going to do after I hit the tight end and chuck off. Yeah, that's going to work. When I drag across, when Welker comes, oh yeah, that's going to work. Yeah, yeah, you know.
I got some passes in, and I got some. Run blocking it.
How about a reverse or anything? Come on, you got something up your sleeve.
I can tell you honestly, I don't have one of those. That you'll get an honest answer from me on that. I don't have a reverse.
So on,
on
Tuesday morning, when we see that you got isolated on a one-on-one situation and used your speed like you did in the London game against Tampa Bay, you knew that was coming. You're just not going to tell us about it now.
I did, but I didn't know it was coming before the play. They had happened to get in that coverage, and then I knew.
Yeah, but you knew during the week that opportunity might arise. Come on, we're looking for that.
You guys are great. I got some passes in, and I got some runs in.
All right, Ben. Hey, good luck on Monday night. Thanks for joining us, as always.
All right.
Best of luck.
All right, Ben Watson.